Thunder Bay, on March 4, 2022. Reducing emissions from the transportation sector is critical to achieving Canada's climate targets and keeping our air clean. That's why the Government of Canada is making it easier for Canadians to purchase, charge and drive electric vehicles, EVs, in Ontario and across the country. Today, the Honourable Patty Hajdu, Minister of Indigenous Services and Minister responsible for the Federal Economic Development Agency for Northern Ontario, on behalf of Jonathan Wilkinson, Minister of Natural Resources, announced a $500,000 investment in the Thunder Bay Community Economic Development Inc. to help support the installation of up to 63 electric vehicle, EV, chargers across Ontario. This investment, which will make EV charging more accessible to all, will be funded through the Natural Resources Canada's Zero Emission Vehicle Infrastructure Program, ZEVIP. Thunder Bay Community Economic Development Inc. will select recipients through a transparent process, based on demand. All EV chargers will be installed in public places, multi-unit residential buildings, on streets, at workplaces or facilities for servicing light-duty vehicle fleets by March 2023. Since 2015, Canada has invested a historic $1 billion to make EVs more affordable and chargers more accessible for Canadians. These investments are supporting the establishment of a coast-to-coast network of chargers in local areas where Canadians live, work and play, while federal rebates of up to $5,000 are helping more Canadians make the switch to an EV. These investments are yet another step in reaching Canada's target of ensuring all new passenger vehicles sold in Canada are zero emission by 2035. And just like investments in everything from clean technology to nature protection, today's announcement is part of Canada's ambitious climate change goals that build a cleaner, healthier, and affordable future for all Canadians. Quotes, we're making electric vehicles more affordable and charging more accessible for Canadians from coast to coast to coast. Investing in more EV chargers, like the ones announced today in Ontario, will put more Canadians in the driver's seat on the road to a net zero future, and help achieve our climate goals. The Honourable Jonathan Wilkinson, Minister of Natural Resources, the CEDC is excited to bring more electric vehicle charging stations to the city and encourage the usage of smart technology in the transportation sector. Plug-in Thunder Bay will support business owners, property owners, our academic institutions, Indigenous groups and institutions, and many others cover up to 50% of costs to purchase and install EV charging stations. Through this funding, CEDC has the opportunity to support $1 million in electric vehicle infrastructure locally. Eric Zakrewski, Chief Executive Officer, Thunder Bay CEDC.